Yes, No, Maybe, episode 2 with the beautiful Natalie Rosini.
Cool. Ich hatte noch nie eine Klappe.
Ich habe eine große Klappe.
Ja.
Mal eine große Klappe. So.
Schön, dass ich da sein darf.
Ja, schön, dass du hier bist. Ich muss sagen, das ist eine von meinen ersten Male, dass ich jetzt Alkohol trinke nach meiner Stillzeit. Ich habe Angst.
Es wird alles gut. Man braucht diese Relaxation.
Schmeckt gut, aber es könnte kälter sein, ne?
Das, ja.
It's hot.
Wir sagen es dem Caterer.
Can we drink this?
No, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Und ich muss an der Stelle sagen, vielen, vielen, vielen Dank, Kontrast Frankfurt. Sie haben mir geholfen, dieses Studio zu bauen und das alles auszusuchen mit diesem Sessel, in dieser Love-Form.
Schön.
Habe ich ausgesucht. Die haben so viele tolle Sessel in dieser Love-Form. It's really nice und like weiblich, hat Andi gesagt. Und Blumen.
Ja,
und
wie in was. Mamas Schoß.
Ja, das ist ein ja, sehr, sehr toller Laden, mein Lieblingsladen in Frankfurt für Interior Design. Danke, Contrasti! Mua. Ja, so, über was reden wir heute? Wir reden über Mothers. Oh, wir reden Deutsch.
Ja, wir können alles sprechen.
Wir können alles sprechen.
Kleiner Filmtipp auf Spanisch, ja. Madres Paralelas von Pedro Almodóvar.
Ist irgendwas mit Muttern?
Ja.
Parallel Mothers?
Yes. And it's fantastic. It's with Penelope Cruz. And it's like all Almodóvar movies. He understands women. And that's so important because it's the future is ours.
Und ich glaube, das passt auch zu unserem Thema, weil Natalie und ich sind eigentlich zwei Career Girls und haben viel geschafft in unserem Leben, mit unserer Karriere. Und wir sind auch parallel Muttern. Und sehen immer noch genauso aus als vorher.
Nee.
Hallo?
Aber es ist mehr
Warum
Zeit
nein?
im Bad nötig.
Du siehst genauso aus wie vorher.
Ja, also sagen wir es so, ich fühle mich nicht wie vorher. Es ist schon,
okay.
Man ist schon sehr abgekämpft. Ne?
Erzähl, warum? Weil,
ja, Muttersein ist anstrengend.
Ja, es
ist scheiß anstrengend.
It's anstrengend.
Hard work.
It's fucking anstrengend. Komm.
Everything you did, like traveling around the world and doing all these videos and I don't know, so many dangerous things you did, but being a mother every day, this is really a challenge for every mother
totally.
In the world.
Especially,
respect to all
yeah.
the mothers in the world.
Respect to all the mothers.
Yes.
Big respect to you guys. Whoever has a child and is doing it. What do you think, like, heute, ich finde, wir haben so einen Challenge, weil Frauen heute, guck mal, das sind in den 50er, die Frau hat ihre Arbeit gehabt, ihr Job war, zu Hause zu bleiben, auf die Kinder aufzupassen, kochen, aufräumen, der Mann hat gearbeitet und alles war so.
Moment, die Frau hat gearbeitet und der Mann hat eine andere Arbeit gemacht.
Okay.
Und wie findest du das? Das muss man schon so definieren, weil es ist nie definiert worden. Mhm. It's always been like, okay, oh, you're not working, you're at home. Sounds so fantastic,
yeah.
And it's not like that. Exactly. Sometimes you wish you were in a Steuerbüro.
Yeah, 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think, like, in comparison to today? Like, I find that we have to do all of this, plus have this really insane, because of our society, this insane need to look good, to look young, to look, to compete somehow with this staying good looking, to have a career and to take care of the kids and to take care of the house and to be a perfect wifey and to be like a goddess in bed and to and you know, it's just sometimes I'm just so tired, you know. What do you think of that?
I think, yeah, sometimes I think everyone gets in this trap sometimes and sees Insta photos from other mothers where you think, okay, why am I living in this chaos? And how does she do it that everything looks fantastic, the children are all dressed up and everything, and I live in a mess, so how do they do it? Mm-hmm. Sometimes everyone falls in this trap. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I think, okay, what am I showing my daughter? She's 5 years old now. And what do I want her to learn or to aim for? And I want her to be self-confident, and I want her to be someone who doesn't want to impress others. So, mm-hmm. and this is something that sometimes we have to learn as well. And if there is someone I want to impress, then it's my children with the Pfannkuchen I'm making for them, mm-hmm. or when we, like now we had Halloween and we made these Halloween pumpkins, and mm-hmm. my children were impressed by their goddess of mother who looked like shit in her pajamas, but she did all these crazy pumpkins, and yeah. this is really the important thing. Yeah. And all the other things is like, okay, what people think of you. No one will ever be, if someone is already like getting near to you, criticizing or looking critical, then he won't be satisfied with anything you do. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you can't impress these people. You can't impress Instagram. There will always be someone who's doing better, who's looking better. So just leave it. Insta is for fun.
I think you're very advanced in the way you think, because there's a lot of people who are stuck. Like I know myself, I find myself sometimes looking at other girls or other mothers in the Instagram profiles. I'm like, oh my God, how are they so together? What, they are so perfect and together. And you know, my hair is like this, and I have like a kid hanging and like, I don't know, milk, puke, and the house is popping at the seams. And I think, how? How, you know? I mean, I'm getting there. I'm getting to where you are. I'm on the way there. I got to the point where I realized, like, schön kann jeder, you know? Everybody could be beautiful, and everyone could look perfect on Instagram. Everyone could use a very nice filter. You could take a Photoshop course. It's very easy to look perfect on Instagram.
I'm waiting for my daughter to show me, because I can't.
You know, but the reality is, we don't know what's going on there. The real reality is, nobody is that perfect and made together, unless they have like five people working in their households, like a butler, a maid, a nanny, a cook.
This is something very funny I learned when I was like, okay, I'm not doing this well. Mm-hmm. I have two children now. This is totally crazy. This is,
you don't something... look like you have two children, girl. Like, you look fantastic.
Yeah, because I'm running all day behind them. This is the
you
secret.
You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to go.
I don't have time. And I can't take them with me because they won't let me in anymore.
I hate the gym.
Yeah, no.
I hate sports.
Go running in the woods. That is yeah. nice.
Yeah.
So, but I think, what was I speaking about?
Oh, no, I forgot.
The
no,
alcohol.
About, okay, we have to say we don't sleep at night. We wake up four times a night we wake up. To yeah. breastfeed.
Yes.
We were saying something about the Photoshop and the perfect women, and you need to have yeah. cooks and cleaners and this
yeah.
and this.
Yeah, and this is something. Sometimes I get advice from, because I say, oh, this is so much for me, and I think I'm not coming to an event or something. I'm not coming. I need some time for me and mm-hmm. for my partner and mm-hmm. just watching Netflix and, you know. And then they say, oh, you can't leave being yourself. And please don't let this new role eat you up and all this.
Really?
And this is always advice Ugh. From
single people, no.
women who have a nanny or an au pair girl or both, and they have all the help in the world. And I'm doing all this shit alone.
I'm doing all this shit alone too.
Yes.
So, actually, my single friends are more understanding than those girls.
Yes, and men are more understanding. Yeah. And you will see when Lily gets in the kindergarten,
yeah.
you will see this. This is like, I'm always remembering these scenes with at Desperate Housewives. Mm-hmm. Brie Vandekamp making cupcakes just to get her daughter into some group.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah. And it's also toxic, yeah. and it's toxic. Also, and it's sometimes it's like that. Most times it's very nice and they do nice things, but
yeah.
there are always people criticizing or thinking that someone is not going well. So you just have to be, just look at your child and you will feel like a star, because they love you.
Yeah.
Your children love you.
Unconditionally, so, as you are.
And this is, they are your greatest fans. So just how you look for others is not important. When you show my daughter...
Mm-hmm.
I was like watching TV, and there was like a chat show or something. And then there came Boy George.
Oh, I love Boy George.
Karma Chameleon. So mm-hmm. my daughter loves this song, and mm-hmm. All parents will understand what I mean. My daughter has a Tony box, mm-hmm. which is like a radio for children, and
there on the window.
Ah, you have a Tony box as well. Okay.
Should we show the Tony box for the people who don't know?
Tony box is fantastic. Yes, show it.
What is a Tony box?
A Tony box is like it works with what is it called?
Magnet.
Yeah, with a magnet. But was ist denn das? Das ist so ein
USB.
USB stick. It's a USB stick inside a little figure, and there you can put stories, Märchen, all that. Things inside.
By the way, we're talking about this because we like it. We're not sponsored by
them. We love it.
Or anything.
Because
it's not a commercial. We actually really love this product.
So, and there's one Tony. There you can put your own stuff inside.
You know what our Tony has? That you could put your own stuff inside? The first song is a techno song.
You see? And our first song is Karma Chameleon by Boy George. And the other song is... My daughter is very... yeah, very into the 80s and 90s is George Michael, Wham. Yeah. Okay. We have exactly the same.
But we didn't record it well. So Lily gets to hear techno as her first song.
So, but what I wanted to say is that my daughter saw Boy George and she said, okay, is it a girl or a boy?
Oh,
and I asked, is it important? No, oh. I think he looks nice.
Nice.
And I love the hairstyle, and then mm-hmm. she did the hairstyle as well. Mm-hmm. And I explained to her that it's a boy who likes to look like a girl, but he doesn't want to be a girl, but there's also boys who want to be girls. So we came into this, it was very interesting for her for weeks, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that she was always asking, then there is a case... there was a case in the USA about a boy named Coy, mm-hmm. and he was a transgender boy. He wanted to be a girl.
How old was he?
When all came up, I think he was 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so, he already knew it at such a young age.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
And this was also something that was really interesting for her. But she was interested in everything... But without judging, mm-hmm, and without mm-hmm. saying, or a boy who's wearing girls' clothes. So, and we have a generation, what I wanted to explain is, we have a generation who is growing up without prejudice. They are totally agreeing in that we have to change some attitudes against women, against gay people. We have to
accept diversity.
Yeah, we have to be more careful with how we are speaking about people. We can't say any words which were totally okay in former times. They were not okay, but for the people they were okay. Mm-hmm. And now they are not okay anymore. Mm-hmm. And these people who are fighting for calling something like it always was called, das haben wir immer so gemacht. This sentence is something, this is really... This is the people we have to leave behind.
In German, that means like we always did it that way.
Yes.
But
like we always said the N-word.
Yeah.
We always, but it's ridiculous. Not, it's what you want to hear. Mm. No, it's not.
Ridiculous.
And it's always when I do something or when I say something and there's only one person who feels uncomfortable with it, then I have to change something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This person in this moment is the most important listener to me. So
absolutely. So basically you're saying that as mothers, we have a big social responsibility to raise our children right.
Yeah. But the girls. If a girl... is cute and she's doing something good, it's always like, oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, she looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's all about the looks. Mm-hmm. And with my daughter, she's so cute. And everyone was always saying, oh, she's so cute. She's so beautiful. Es tan guapa, tan bonita. Mm-hmm. And there was never this, she's doing that well. Oh,
so intelligent, so clever, yes, so smart.
The clever, yeah, intelligent, yeah, thing, the tough thing is, yeah, always with the boys.
Yeah. I mean, it's still happening. I mean, you said that you could already see at a young age that your daughter's in kindergarten, right? Mm-hmm. She's already kindergarten age. And you already see a tendency at that age that the girls are already starting to get influenced by, oh, how important it is to look beautiful as a, yes, woman. How, and I mean, this is like, think about it, at the age of 5.
Yes.
This is already seeping in to their heads.
Yes.
Why? How? Is it? It's from the parents. It's the parents. No? It's not, the parents, no, telling the children? Is it the child's play in the kindergarten? Where do you think it comes from?
Well, for example, my daughter has, there are two young girls working there. They are doing their practices now. They, mm-hmm, are studying this educational thing, and they have, I think they are 20 years old or 18. I don't know. And they are two very beautiful, cool-looking, mm-hmm, girls, and they, mm-hmm, are like role models for the girls. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is, there was another one. She has now switched to university, but every girl is missing her. And this is the thing I wanted to say. We have to grow our children open for everything, because they were three. One of them is a bit chubby, mm-hmm, but she's, mm-hmm, so cool, and, mm-hmm, she can do so many things. She's always painting the girls with them, body painting, yeah, also, like, cute. They make cats of them, and mm-hmm, so she's very cool. The other is wears braids, mm-hmm, so this is also very cool. So all the girls want to have this. So it's not about, it's about the people who are near them. And there was another girl, and she was the coolest of all because she can read so well. She reads the stories so nicely. She does the different voices, and she's wearing a hijab. But, mm-hmm, no one ever get to think about why. It's just a normal thing. Yeah, she's wearing this, course, and she's, yeah, part of, yeah, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So the only ones who have a problem with this are these people that we have to leave behind.
Yeah.
So children, all prejudice, all things that later become also hate and all that.
But it is the parents and the educational, children hear
it's
it.
Parents.
They hear it at home, right?
They hear it at home,
they,
yes.
They hear it at and home.
Also in these institutions, you have to look in which institutions you have your children. I'm very, very glad that we have, mm-hmm, our child. This is a katholischer Kindergarten from the Catholic Church.
Okay.
But in the Pride month, they had the Pride flag there.
That's very
and this
progressive.
Was also something my daughter, mm-hmm, asked. Ah, Regenbogen, unicorns. And what is the meaning? Mm-hmm. And I explained it, that everyone, all people are the same. And this was so cool for her. Now she loves this flag.
Excellent. You're doing an excellent job, Natalie. You're really an inspiration.
You're
a very good mother.
I think I have
to... Take that compliment from me.
Okay, thank you.
You have to take it. You have to just... No, and if or but, you're a good mother. And I was very impressed. I remember when Natalie had her first child, I was still single and running around crazy, partying and stuff. And I will never forget that. You were kind of an inspiration for me because you did it like so... You had your kid. You did it like so nonchalantly, so cool. Like it was flowing, you know? And I'm like, well, yeah, she could do it. It's inspirational. I think I could do it too. Like, it gave me power to try it. I've always wanted a kid, but you know, I mean, I waited as long as I could, partied as long as I could, went as crazy as long as I could. But you were an inspiration. Now you're doing it great with two children. Like, to me, it looks flawlessly. I know it's not flawless. I know there's a lot of work, a lot of stress, a lot of sleepless nights, but you're pulling it off well. Like... Very, very proud of you, and not just because you're my friend. I'm proud of you as a woman, you know? It's not easy. Being a mother is tough.
Yes, but it's I'm tough. Always thinking of, there were so many mothers who had, or there are still, we are so privileged, you know? There are people,
yeah,
in,
yeah, of course,
in conflict areas in the world. There are people
privileged.
Who don't know how to feed their children. There are people, yeah. In such,
yeah,
sad circumstances. And when I think of my mother, who also had like so many problems, and they had no money,
mm.
But being a mother is like, I was a mother when I saw this positive test. Mm-hmm. Wow. I removed everything toxic from my life.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah, I
remember 1
that.
Hour before I smoked a cigarette.
Me too.
And I was like,
me too.
Okay, this. And since then,
I didn't even need a goodbye cigarette. When I saw the test, I'm like, I went like, boom. No.
You don't do that.
Oh, that was the best day of my life.
And this is also something. It's also okay to say, I don't want to be a mother. And this is something, this is really important because this is something I hear a lot now, mm-hmm. that women are always defined by that. And, she never became a mother. Maybe that's why. Why what? Are you asking men, and when are you becoming a father?
Nobody does that.
No. So it's totally okay.
Can I tell you a little skit that I have in my head? It takes a few minutes. Like, basically, this is society. You start from when you're single. I'm talking from my own experience. This is all my own experience. So I was single, and then my friends or my mom or friends. Actually, my mom was okay. She never harassed me. She didn't break my balls for this. But there was friends like, you're still single. Ah, okay, well, I'm sure you'll meet someone soon and everything will be okay. Ah, don't worry. So, lo and behold, I met Andy. Great, we started dating and we were together. And then another set of friends or people I saw on the street or frenemies or become like acquaintances. Like, oh yeah, you guys are still dating. Ah, okay, you're dating. Yeah, well, I'm sure.
I remember one call I did, huh?
Wait, let me finish. Let me finish. Keep that in your head. Mm. Oh, I'm sure you'll get married. Yeah, everything will be fine. Lo and behold, 1 year later, we got married. Other friends I meet on the street, like, oh yeah, you're married. Oh, you're how old are you? Oh wow, it's like, oh what, you don't want to have kids? Like, did you think of having kids? Oh, you don't have to have kids. It's okay if you don't have to have kids. You'll be fine. Fine, got pregnant, you know, had a kid, did it. Another set of friends, this is not a joke. I walk in the street like, oh yeah, you have one kid. Well, you look very good, you're skinny again, you look very good, but of course you're not stressed, you only have one kid.
Why do we have
of
to be skinny?
Of course you're not, yeah, fuck, that's a whole other topic. Oh, you just have one kid, but you don't want to have any more kids, are you sure, just one kid? Oh, yeah, maybe you don't have to have another kid, but maybe you'll have another kid and you'll be happy, whatever. It's like, fuck you. Yes, I got a boyfriend, I married him, I got pregnant, I had a kid. Leave me alone. And you know, there's this big social pressure and it's usually from women and it drives me nuts. Like, honestly, this is one of the things that drove me nuts so much. And I want to hear about the call you had. So that's what I had to say. That
no,
terrible.
I did a call.
Oh,
that
you did a call.
I told you, I think I was drunk because I was like in the middle between the two children and I was... Like, and I saw that you were so happy with this man, and I called you and I told you,
oh, you
grab this.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. And you told me not. You were very smart because you're like, don't take him too much out there. And you know who also told me this? Petra, a few months ago. She's like,
yeah, because don't we take love him you. Mom.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take him everywhere because you know what? Not everyone wishes good for you.
Yes.
My mom says that too, by the way. You guys are not the only ones who say that.
That's why
not show off the guy too much.
Some
out there.
Cultures wear like an eye, you mm-hmm. know, to keep the bad.
Yeah, I have one tattooed on my shoulder.
Yeah.
If anyone gives me an evil eye, I'll be like,
yeah.
But you know what? I am not like in the beginning. I had tendencies a little bit where I would hear jealous, would be there jealous, and this and that. And then I saw the girls looking at my guy and be like, actually, that's a compliment. I chose well, and this and that. And but throughout our relationship, the more we're together, the more he showed me love. And then after our baby and this and that, like our foundation, like the marriage grows and grows and grows. Of course, you have fights and misunderstandings, but
and with children,
it grows, it grows and grows. But our bond has become so strong that I don't feel jealous anymore. Like I don't like. Of course, sometimes here and there a little bit, but I don't have that fear anymore that some other woman will take him away from me. I don't know, maybe I'm silly or maybe I trust so much in our love.
No, you're just
you know?
Relaxed and just,
maybe I'm just relaxed.
Enjoy. It's something that
I'm
told
fucking
you.
Relaxed,
just,
can't you see?
Just relax and just enjoy what you have.
Yeah.
And this is something that all the views from outside, okay, this is very stupid because we are filming this and because we are doing a podcast.
We're filming this?
Yes.
What the fuck? No one told me.
So, and the thing is, today everyone is like a public person, yeah, and you are a public person. So it will always be like,
you think,
okay,
I'm not a public person. I'm a designer. I write everywhere. I'm a designer. I'm a diplom designer. I'm a diplom designer.
Yeah, but it's you know, and would be a lie if you said, I don't care if people don't like me. You want to be liked. Everyone wants to be loved.
Everybody wants to be liked.
So, but what I said before, I think we really have a generational conflict, and we mm-hmm. really have mm-hmm. to leave behind all these people who still see
judgy
in
wadgy.
Women mm. All these former roles of a mother, of keeping the house clean, of
cooking. Like, I cannot cook
or having a career,
all.
Having a career, but brief, and then having children, and then stop it all, and then I don't know why, then buying a Thermomix and being a good mother. So this is all so stupid. This is all thinking in these stupid roles.
Thermomix.
And then you see these new generations. You see new, for example, my me time. Sometimes I'm.
When do you have time for me time? Can you tell me? I need to have some time.
When Pablo, my son, mm-hmm. is in the mini kindergarten mm-hmm. and my daughter is in the kindergarten, then I have like mm-hmm. 1 or 2 hours in the morning. Mm-hmm. I take a shower and I make a nice breakfast with marmalade and butter and toast and have a nice coffee.
Nice.
With Hafermilch. I'm just getting this all the milk nice. Products off my life. You know,
milk is nasty. I never drank milk.
It's evolution. It's like I'm learning also from this new generation. That's what I wanted to explain. And sometimes I watch Netflix series. And I'm a real fan of Sex Education.
Sex Education?
Yes, I love it.
I didn't start that yet. It's good.
It's with the fantastic Gillian Anderson. She's
I love Gillian Anderson.
She's the best. And it's about this generation of young people who knows so much more than we did. Because we were so hedonistic. We were so...
Yes, we were.
We were. And we had other role models.
Here, cheers to that.
We were smokers, we were drinkers.
Smoking.
And today, you have so many children who are already vegetarians and who care
They don't
for,
smoke anymore. Hmm? I don't see, like, we
they
were
don't
teenagers
smoke.
And stuff.
They don't smoke.
They don't
and
smoke.
Now in these corona times...
What's wrong with them?
When
they don't
the
drink,
lockdown,
they don't smoke.
During the lockdown, there were so many shitty people who were still in the restaurants, mm-hmm. in you mm-hmm. know. I know that they were. Mm-hmm. So, but the young people, they were, like, meeting at the playgrounds,
yeah, in the park.
Keeping the distance, listening to music, dancing a bit, keeping the distance... Playing this role they had in this constellation, which was really weird for them because they are losing time. We are not losing any time anymore. So we could behave better.
Yeah.
And I see this generation and I love them. And I'm just repeating, we have to leave these old things behind. When I saw the inauguration of President Biden, when I saw this poet... who was reading this wonderful poem, this Amanda Gorman,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when I saw that this is possible, that such a young girl, such a young woman, we always talk about girls. No one speaks about boys when it's about men.
I don't mind being called a girl.
Yeah, but it's sometimes it's like also disrespectful, you know? She's a woman who has written a poem, and it's in the inauguration of a president. And
you think it's like
she deserves some respect. So this would never, I think, this never would have happened here in Europe, that a girl so young, so unknown, that she would have had this chance.
It's the old world.
It's the old world. And we have to be the new world. We need the new world. You see what is happening now with this pandemic.
Yeah.
It's like a call from nature. Yeah. Please change.
Wake up.
Wake up.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying this, to leave the old things behind. Like, my husband is 7 years younger than me. And my husband is exactly that different generation is between me and our children. So Andy is that middle generation. And I see how much different he is. Because I used to date only older guys. Love dating the older guys. And before Andy, I had another boyfriend who was younger than me, 4 years. And Andy is younger, 7 years. And I see how
my
much...
My father is 10 years younger than my mother.
These two? Yeah. And I see how much different, like how Andy thinks, you know. Andy doesn't think at all like my ex-boyfriends. Andy is like so modern in his way of thinking and stuff. Like, and it's just, it's so light and refreshing. It's such a fresh breath of air, you know. And I see that, like you're saying, this tendency, and it's going that way. Like this kind of old Stone Age way of thinking, it's dying out. It doesn't have place anymore. Like it's winning out. It's slowly they're being weeded out, you know. And I think that if we come back to our topic of being mothers, I think being mothers in today's day, it's actually kind of nice because like I take care of Lily the whole day. I run around with her here. I don't have a nanny, but I still have a chance to do my career. Like when I put her to sleep at 7, I go and I cut my videos that I shot on the weekend.
Don't you fall asleep?
I do. Oh God, Natalie, yeah. I do. Like no amount of concealer. Like I don't know if you guys know a very good concealer, please write it in the comments below. I can't. I'm perpetually tired. But you know, I have a chance to, when I put her down, I have a chance to lie down on the couch and sleep for 2 hours. Or I have a chance to like work on my website, to update everything, to do my posts, to do my videos, you know, and I do it and I want to have a career.
Yeah, and you know what? This is something that I discovered as well, because when it got all too much for me, with writing and with doing other jobs, and my partner always saying, you don't have to.
Yeah,
I earn enough money. You don't have to do this. You can just do this because it's a hard job. He doesn't say you don't have to work because this is...
Yeah, you can answer, yeah.
No.
But it's nice.
But then when I see...
it's very like supportive. You have a good partner.
One week ago, I was directing a photo shooting for a big client. It was very important and it was very opulent. And I had to make the choice of all the jewels and all the accessories. Mm-hmm. And I had all on the floor and my daughter was coming. and she was so impressed. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, okay, there is a reason why I do this. It's not for me anymore. Because I have seen everything, I have done everything, I could really calm down. I could really slow down and say, okay, I don't have to take all this responsibility anymore. But then when my daughter says, I'm going on a shooting, and she's playing me,
I
say, okay, this is cool.
You should take her with you.
Yes, yeah, sometimes I did. And, and she was always making friends with the models. Yeah. Now at these times it's a bit difficult.
It's difficult, of course. Yeah,
but you know, she has a cool mom.
Yeah.
This is important.
It's important.
She's doing something cool. And this can be also, I don't know, baking bread or cleaning up rooms. It's just, you do something from the heart.
Basically, we're not shaming. If you want to be a mom, or some people say today, you're just a mom. No, you're not just a mom. Being a mom is hard work. So you could be just a mom and do your mom stuff, and it's great.
For me, it's like doing some other work or being here now.
It's
like,
so great like a that holiday. You're here. It's a holiday for me too, because husband and baby are gone to the parents-in-laws. I don't think I haven't been without husband and baby for 9 months. I've been without husband because he works during the day. But without husband and baby, this is my first time here. Oh, let's cheers to that.
Oh,
Moment. Do you hear? Silence.
Ich habe schon ausgetrunken.
Ja, dann mach mal mehr. I mean, God knows, like, I will miss them in an hour, but it's nice to be just sitting here with my friend and chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the good thing about this podcast. It gives me a chance to just chat with friends and be back into... Cheers, darling.
On
be
back mothers, in reality. On our mothers,
yeah.
Also. All the mothers that are not here anymore.
To all the mothers that are not here anymore and their mothers.
You know
all the
what?
Mothers.
My daughter looks like my mother. And my daughter really looks like my mom. And this is so, because my mom passed 4 years ago now. And my father is still so sad. He's still so sad and so much missing her. And he spends so much time with my daughter. And sometimes he's like laughing and crying at the same time.
Because she
makes everything. She has the same, she's like monk. She puts everything in order, or she has the same expression.
Oh no, she puts things in order? Yes. How did you get that to happen? Teach me.
She puts things in order that she thinks are necessary, but so then she cleans up? When I tell her that to tidy up her room or something, she doesn't. She puts things in order that she thinks that are, you know, she would now grab these flowers and put them in order. I don't know.
But she looks a lot like you.
Does she?
Yeah. I find she looks a lot like you. You guys have like, like a J-Lo, you know? Frankfurt's J-Lo, but hotter.
But I think J-Lo has a nanny.
I think she has a nanny makeup for artists every day of
many
the week.
Extensions.
I think she has a nanny for her nannies. But I love J-Lo.
But I don't want to criticize her because she's really cool.
She's beautiful. How does she look like that? She looks like she's 20. You know, she has mantras all over her house. She has like pillows with like.
I think she's
spiritual.
She's very spiritual. I think she also thinks of this or believes in the Santeria thing.
What is the Santeria?
Santeria, I think it's also about the holy people or the ghosts or something. It's very Latin.
Can you tell
she's
us?
She's very Latina. I don't know. But my daughter, for example, she loves Frida Kahlo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was on Halloween, no?
And
Frida Kahlo.
She was on Halloween and she wanted to visit my mother.
Oh, yeah.
On the grave and put some presents there.
Very cute.
Because I think she feels like a Mexican. I don't know. We don't have any Mexican roots, but...
Dude, you don't know. Did you do that, the test, the DNA test? I want to do it for a while already.
Oh, it would be very interesting.
We should do this.
Yeah. Mother had, like, roots from the Philippines. That's why we are so, like, a bit Asian.
I could tell. I could see it on your face.
Yeah, and my father is Italian from Abruzzo, so.
Abruzzo!
Yes.
What did you teach me today? Vaffanculo.
Vaffanculo. What did you say?
I said maffanculo.
No. Vaffanculo.
How could I? You know, I've been walking around
the
streets saying maffanculo. They probably thought I'm an idiot. Couldn't you tell me earlier?
Probably.
Anyways, girls. So, but for me, it's also very interesting. Let's talk a little bit about love, you know? Like,
love life doesn't exist anymore. With two children, it's impossible. I don't know how they make three. I think it's fake. It's all
fake. They bought it.
They
bought
buy the them. They it's like a giveaway from baby one or
do
from
you, like how important when you're like. Let's talk to our mothers that've been together with their dudes for a while. Like, how do they? Can we give them some advice to spice up a little bit their life? You know, their love life. I think date nights are important. Right? Do you guys do date nights? We don't do them yet.
Date nights. It's also like an Insta thing.
Yeah.
I don't like.
It's like Valentine's Day.
Yeah. No, I love Valentine's Day.
I love Valentine's Day.
I'm the only
too.
Person who loves it in my family.
No, they love it too.
No, they also.
I even force Andy to buy me a present every year.
You have to force him. I have to force Jan as well, but he. I don't know.
I'm like Andy, and you know what? You know what's good about Andy and I? I always tell him what I want. I always send him a link. I'm like, that's what I want. Because I'm the kind of person, I know what I want, and I don't want to be surprised by like some random fucking hairpin that I'm like, what? Like, who's going to wear that? Like, I need for him to buy me stuff that I like. It's bad, no?
I want sleep.
I'm a slave driver.
I want sleep.
Yeah, I want sleep. So what do we, how do we, I don't know, like, I find it very difficult with the baby. Well, she's only 9 months, so we haven't really gotten a chance to go away on a romantic evening alone yet. I haven't left her with my parents alone
yet. But there are so many
yet.
Romantic moments.
Yeah, many isn't, romantic moments.
And isn't it romantic also that sometimes when she's fallen asleep...
Yeah, we go on the couch.
And you are both in your pajamas and you find something on TV that is nice, which is really difficult, but on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you're just enjoying the moment... Yeah. That is also romantic.
And then you realize...
And all the sex stuff and all this is coming back someday.
And then you realize you've been watching Squid Game until 3 a.m. and your baby's going to wake up
you
in 3 hours.
You are watching this?
I already finished it. It's great. No, it's not great. Okay. That's a whole other show.
If so many people like it, then I'm not saying...
It's
okay,
very bloody
all,
and gruesome.
But it's so... For me...
Yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous. It's a little bit ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But you know, there's a lot of young people that are machen it
nach.
Machen it nach.
Machen it nach. But watch Sex Education. Yeah. It's new people, but old music. It's so nice. It's
so
all
I have
the
to, I have
Sex
to watch
Pistols
it.
And Ramones and all that old music. And it's all English look. It's not American. It's not that glossy. It's no YouTube Kardashian girls. Nothing. It's very English.
YouTube yeah. Kardashian girls. I know. It's like...
You know that the Kardashian era is over?
I read so that. You mean they're not all going to look the same anymore on Instagram?
It's really over. The new generations want to...
They all look like, you know, the eyebrows.
Have
and the
more
look.
Heritage. They want to be more classy. I read that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's really...
I don't know. I just
there
think
are tutorials for eyebrows and for lips and for duck faces. And
honestly, my friend who's...
you have a daughter, so
my
prepared.
Friend who's a plastic surgeon told me that... This is no joke. Young girls come to him, 20 years old, and they're like, can you please make me look like this filter on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I visited...
It's scary.
I visited a friend of mine. She That's has scary. A daughter. She was like 12 or 13 years old. And she showed me her room because she had new... I don't know. I think she had a new bed or something. Mm-hmm. And she showed... And I said, oh. And she had like... At the Moulin Rouge with the lights, she had like a garderobe, like a boudoir.
Wow.
With all the lights. And she had like
I don't
the,
even
the,
have
the
that.
GHD styler and everything put on there.
Wow.
And I said,
already
okay,
preparing
this
her child to
okay,
be a beauty
is,
queen.
This is like really like a table at the for a show for Madonna.
But I
for
don't
Lady
think that's
Gaga.
Good.
And I said, okay, and this is your. What? Is this your... Yeah, this is mein Hausaufgabentisch. I said, but where
what?
Are... Where do you do your homework? And it was like...
Oh, that's interesting.
This space for the books
and
the rest
else
was
the
makeup, styling.
How old is the daughter?
And she was 12 or 13.
Okay,
and,
I'm, okay. You see, I was judging
and
right
there's
now.
There's another
not good.
Thing, but we have to be prepared because our daughters are growing like... Growing
Lily's
up
not going to have a makeup table at 12. She's going to have a makeup
but
table at 20.
Have you seen that
nine.
All the girls, when you see them going yeah. to school, yeah. they are not having Schulranzen or Rucksäcke anymore.
Yeah.
They are all wearing
yeah,
totes.
I know.
And sometimes it's really...
I'm so scared.
Louis
like,
Vuitton or
I'm not ready
Gucci.
Oh, my God.
And it's something that yeah. I really find disgusting.
I have a rule with Andy. We have like absolutely zero designer stuff until Lily works and earns her first money. Like, I'm not going to buy her some Dior or like Chanel. Like, nothing against Dior and Chanel. I love Chanel, okay? But I work hard for it. Do you know how long I have to work to buy? Like, it took
I don't want my daughter
ages.
To know what Chanel is.
Yeah.
She knows who Coco Chanel was.
Yeah.
Because we have a fantastic book. It's
well, Coco Chanel is. I have a love hate. I mean, you know.
No, she was a Nazi.
Yeah, she was Coco Chanel is.
She was a great yeah. designer, but she but was totally.
Yeah,
she was a bad
yeah,
person.
Very bad person.
So.
Yeah.
Who's sleeping with Nazis is not our friend.
Yeah, to save her ass though, but still, I mean, yeah.
Frida Kahlo is much better role model.
Yeah,
I
she's
think.
A much better.
Hmm?
Yeah. But
no, but I have a book where all these women. It's. Bedtime stories for
wow.
Good
I think
girls
this is the first
something.
Time I felt buzzed in like a year and mm-hmm. a half.
Yeah. And I want my daughter to know who Coco Chanel was and not what Chanel is or mm-hmm. what a label is. Or if you give a child the choice, you know, I see that. I see these Insta mothers who have like, they have a 3 or 4 year party. You calculate. And you see that it's 12,000, 15,000 euro that they are spending on a child's birthday. And nothing is self-made.
It's for adults,
and,
I guess.
And And you know what your child will remember? All the...
The things you're not allowed to touch.
All the Kuchenguss and all that was sticking on you while you were doing all the stuff with your child by your own. And not ordering everything from a catering. And if you give your child the choice of saying, I want this Elsa and Anna and Olaf shirt for 14 euro from H&M.
Yeah.
Or I want this Givenchy from Füller. Nothing against it. But children don't understand this. And this is good.
But they don't know what the hell they're wearing, you know. You could put them in a kartoffel sack and tie and like a string around and they will look cute.
And they will always make it... They will always make it look disgusting if they have chocolate muffins or something.
A little pukey.
So it makes no difference.
But I do have to say, for example, if Lily comes to me and she's like, yeah, if she likes Chanel, for example, or if she likes Dior, and then she's like, I want these boots. I won't say, no, these boots are bad. I'll be like, no problem. Let's do some work for them. Let's fly to these jobs with mommy. Maybe let's help do mommy the camera. Mommy's going to teach you how to cut. Like, I had to teach myself all the programs, all the cutting programs. But like, I produce things myself. Like, I don't know if a lot of people know that. I'm also in charge of the production. She would help me with this and this
but
and
maybe,
that.
Maybe
I would even get a nice job for her. And you know, push, you would see, you have to work, probably at that age, 1 or 2 months to save 2,000 euros. And I'll be like, Lily, you worked for your whole summer. Do you want to take everything you work for this whole summer and buy one pair of boots with it? Think about it. And I think most likely she will say no.
You hope.
I hope. She's not getting a cell phone. Like
but I think
the kids
with
these iPhones.
It starts before. I think
it starts with our education.
The priorities have to be different.
It starts with us saying no. It starts with us saying, no, you're not going to get that. No, you don't need this. No, simple stuff. You know, simple stuff.
The most important thing
sneeze. Do people cut out sneezes from podcasts?
I don't know. Hey!
I'm not going to cut this off. Gesundheit. No.
Jesus.
Спасибо.
And I think the most important thing you can do with your child is educate it. And the most important thing I am doing now with my daughter, and she's addicted to it, reading.
Yeah, nice. What are you reading?
Oh... We love E.B. White, Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web, yeah.
It's beautiful, and it's cool.
Yeah.
It's also the author of Stuart Little.
Yeah,
it's very nice because it's. And we also love Dr. Doolittle. The classic story.
Yeah, very cute. Very
and
cute.
Then. In Germany, we have Ottfried Preußler. We have Räuber Hotzenplotz. It's fantastic.
I don't know any of the German literature.
It's
like
fantastic.
You have to send me tips, girl.
I hate all the Märchen. Mm-hmm. I don't like them.
You know why? Because all the princesses need a prince to save them and rescue them.
And there's one.
Why?
This is also
we don't
one
need a
thing.
Prince to rescue us.
There's also one thing that.
Who started this? Who said the prince has to rescue the princess?
And it was also like the
princess
the
rescues the prince.
King tells this girl she has to make gold out of the hay.
Yeah, she has to spin it.
And if she does it,
they kill her.
Then he marries her. If she doesn't, then he kills her. And I've asked my daughter, okay, is this
what an opportunistic
man. I wouldn't marry him. Right answer. So Rotkäppchen.
Why don't you write? Like, you're such a good writer. Like, you're honestly, you are the best writer I know. Why don't you write a vernünftige Märchen? Aufgabe. Here, we meet again here in 1 year and you read us your Märchen. How the princess...
We are already doing
kicked.
This.
Oh, okay.
Now we are... Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. I'm a psychic.
Yeah. But we're writing together.
The princess kicked.
And me. And no. I'm also like, doing some... And it's really...
I know.
But it's also about children's literature. Because... I learned so much about it. And really, Astrid Lindgren, for example, Pippi Langstrumpf was a feminist. She's really cool.
And she looks cute as well. Very nice. Very, I like her because she didn't care about...
She doesn't give a shit
on what
people are thinking of. Why are you wearing these big shoes? Yeah. And she says, because I can't move my toes.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Punkt. And that has to be enough.
That has to be enough.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
But the Malala said that there are so many weapons given, but you could bring peace to a nation giving children books.
Yeah, this absolutely. Because it's the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will cheers to you with my Coca-Cola. Yeah. I need a little bit of Coca-Cola in between.
And some water.
And some water. Yeah, so back to our little bit of a love topic. I think as a mother, it's also very important to love yourself. I noticed that I try to do so much for Lily and Andy and my parents, and sometimes I forget myself in the process. And I think self-love is a big issue with mothers. Like, I'm a new mom, so I'm just... Well, new mom. She's 9 months old. But I'm really trying to get into this role, you know, to give her everything, to give hubby.
But this won't end. It will always be like that. And it will be like that even if she's 5 years old or 10 years old. But... And you will sometimes have a crisis and say, oh, I forgot about myself again and again and again.
But it's important to remind ourselves that we need to do that for ourselves as well. Like you said, you have your me time, and I think it's very important.
Me time sounds so, it's like date nights. I know. It's Insta language. I don't like it, but it's like that.
But it is like that. It's you time. How would you call it? Come up with another creative word for it.
Busy Zeit, bevor ich den kleinen Stresser wieder abholen muss.
Und abgekürzt?
Busy Zeit.
Busy Zeit. 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 How about just...
It's like... I'm really happy when I can read an article in a newspaper.
Oh, you have time to read, girl? Oh my God.
It's like I'm trying to read a book like for 1 year now.
Oh my God. I have to somehow make time for myself. I'm really bad at that between my work and Andy and Lily, because I also try to give Andy a lot of attention. Like, of course. Not big divorce rates I've read is when you have a baby, then you give all of your attention to the baby, and then you don't have enough attention for your husband or your partner, you know, and it's a big issue. I have that also in my circle.
You see yourself again in this role.
I enjoy.
I think this all comes from outside.
But no, not really. I do enjoy my time with Andy. Like the romantic stuff and everything is back.
You are having fun. Even I don't know. I saw you before, like putting clothes on Lily, which is really hard job.
It's hard to put clothes on. Yes. Lily.
And you were having fun together, and you were such a nice family.
Yeah.
So everything is okay.
We're looking, by the way, for a good contraceptive method, because I don't want to get pregnant again. Like I don't know. I'm stuck.
I think I have no idea. I wouldn't recommend hormones.
No way. Dude, speaking of hormones, so I have to tell you guys something embarrassing today. Like, because I made I started weaning a week ago. I breastfed Lily for 9 months, and I started weaning. Abstillen, and the hormones will go like, wow, my hormones are crazy. And then like Andy said something cute, and I started crying like a little bitch at breakfast. So the hormones is horrible, and honestly, hormones suck. Which other way can we have contraceptives these days? I don't want to wear a condom with Andy, you know, he's my husband.
Like, we have to leave some things behind. There's also things we have to remember from former times. And it's like the old methods. It's like...
Which ones? Pulling out? No, that's very dangerous.
No. But there's also technical help, you know, but it's the same concept. It's these Daisy. Computer, these monitors.
That's what I wanted to
Daisy
get.
Daisy or Persona. These are these monitoring things which are counting the days, and they know exactly when you're ovulating.
You think
and
good?
Then you have to, of course, they are working well. And I think this is much better.
I need to get it. I need to get it. Because Andy and I are full in swing. And
or if
I,
you're really, really sure.
I cannot
sure,
get pregnant again.
If you're really sure, then also Andy could do the move.
Vasectomy.
Yes. Which is returnable. Huh?
I don't want it to be returning. I've done.
No, but it's nothing that's forever.
Mm.
So if he, I don't know, if he gets in this midlife crisis and he wants to marry a 20-year-old and make her 4 children, then he can.
No,
you know,
chance. He would be scared of me.
But
what, you want a divorce? Say that again. And then I turn like, you know, there's like, do you Snapchat? No. There's like in Snapchat, there's a filter where the woman, or the man, like you turn into
a
dragon.
I'm very unmodern in this. I don't.
You turn into a dragon, and I'll be like, you want a divorce, and I'm a dragon. No, there ain't no divorces in this family. My parents didn't have one. The grandparents, nobody.
That a vasectomy is returnable.
I cannot go through all this again. I had such a tough birth. It was horrible, and the pregnancy was not easy. Like, I don't know. It was very tough for me. I can't.
But you have the cutest girl.
I can't go through that again. I can't. I just can't. It was horror.
So, but then you both have to take care that this won't happen again.
Yeah.
But I think all these definite things are not good.
Yeah, I agree. All right. If you guys have any ideas for me, any contraceptive ideas, send in the comments.
But if you have another child, then the contraceptive ideas are obsolete because you won't have sex anymore.
Oh, yeah. So after the second child, we still have sex. So if after the second child, the sex starts.
I don't know how people
You don't have time
that.
To have sex. I mean, but honestly, how do you have time? Like, Lily, it's one child. I have a very active baby. I think I read about it. It's called active baby. She's very active. I don't imagine... In that equation, putting another child, what would I do?
And if you think that Lily is an active baby, then you have to imagine this, like the boy is from hell.
Yeah, I could imagine.
He's a hooligan.
I know. Really, but
a girl is not... And I asked other parents and they said, yeah, boys are different. Yes.
But Lily is very...
Yeah, but Alba was as well. But my boy is like, okay.
Yeah?
He thinks he's from the Cirque du Soleil. He would have climbed up here now. And he's crazy. He's really crazy.
It's good. He has your fire.
Yeah.
He has he's Latina blood, you know.
Yeah.
He's the Latin blood, you know. He's hot. And his beautiful eyes. Oh, I love him. I think Lily has the same eye color as your son.
Yeah.
Slowly she's getting... When do the eye colors change? At 9 months, they don't change anymore, right?
They say it can change after a year, but she will stay with blue eyes, I think.
So I think we talked about everything there is under the blue sky. Do we have anything, a little upsheets, a goodbyes thing for new mothers? If they're frustrated or they don't know what to do or they don't know how to deal with their partners or careers... What can we tell them? You're a mother longer than me. What can you tell them?
I think being a mother is hard work, but it's not a profession. So you can't... You just do it.
Yeah.
The way you can.
As best as you can.
It doesn't... The children don't come with instructions, so you...
You can only do your best. We only try to do our best, you know?
But it's... All you do from the heart is the best for your child.
Yeah.
So just... Do it.
Yeah. And don't, you know what? I have a big advice, what really helps me. Don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Yeah.
Nowhere. Not even to your best friend, not to the Instagram girls, not to the TV. Like, just don't compare yourself to anyone because you're going to go mad. You cannot compare.
And if you ever fall into this trap, then just think you have the biggest fans because your children... love you the way you are, and you are the greatest, and you are the most beautiful, and you are the toughest, and you are the one for them.
Yeah. So they look up at you with big eyes. Yeah. And do you miss your times? Because you remember we used to go out to this event and this press trip and that. Do you miss like doing exclusively that?
No.
I understand you.
I don't miss it.
I mean, I miss it a little bit.
And I'm away 2 hours and I'm missing my children.
That's exactly what I have. You know what I started doing? I did miss the trips and stuff. So now I do all of my trips on weekends and I pack Andy and Lily up and they come with me on my jobs.
And even then, when something is like, oh, something is disturbing her sleep or something, mm-hmm. I will never do this again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just take them with me on the job. Like, I don't know. I'm like, even now I was so happy. Well, they're gone. They're gone for an hour. I missed them terribly already.
Yeah, I'm already thinking
of course.
I could pass by Seesmeyer and get some cake or something. Ooh. for them. Or, yeah.
Speaking of cake, I think there's a cake waiting for us. Should we go eat it?
Nice. Yep.
We're going to go have fun. Thank you guys for listening to us. I think there's still so much to talk about, but we're going to do another episode.
About feminism,
yeah.
About literature, yeah. About, I don't know.
About everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
So many things. All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for
coming here and gracing me with your presence and your knowledge. This is, by the way, my friend. She's an encyclopedia. It's a human encyclopedia. She knows everything about everything. The only other person I know like this is Andy's father. He's also
looking. Don't ask me anything about maths.
All right.
Don't do it.
And there we have it. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.